bacteria is poisonous.
Just like common rats, we fell for the traps.
Well, that wraps it up for the New Spins Library on CKUT. Terminal 5 and the Sleepy King are up next. Keep on listening to CKUT.
You are tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal. This is Terminal 5.
Le Festival Nuit d'Afrique, the rendezvous of world music, invites you to the 36th edition from the 12th to the 24th of July in Montreal. Do not miss one of Brazil's most amazing vocalists, Fabiana Coza, the pillars of Jinawi tradition, Mukhtar Ghania, and Jinawa Soul. The electric blues of the fabulous Don Tyler Watson. Live moments of pure beauty with a South African performance by Derek Gripper and the griot of Corazal Kisisoko. For the full program and tickets, go to festivalnuitdafrique.com.
Thank you.
That was Dylan Golden Acock from his 2016 album called Church of Level Track. And we heard Red Oak Black. He runs the Scissortail label, and that's the label that that recording is on. And that is one of the best places that you'll find nowadays for guitar solo, especially in the Americana style, American primitive, if you will. And we started with Matt LaJoie with Desert Rose from his album called Aroostook Flyer. And that is on Flower Room Records, which does feature some guitar, but is more in the psychedelic vein. And definitely a really great record label, so definitely worth checking out. Again, that's Flower Room Records. Both of those have a presence on Bandcamp. And yeah, give them a spin. It is just about 9:17 here in the morning. You're tuned to CKUT 90.3. This is Terminal 5. I'm your host, Jeffrey Davison. And we'll get back to music with Micah Blue Smaldone. Stay tuned.
Standing hairs on the old bridge of Mostar. Blue river flowing, I cannot say where. The women trailer. Garments at dusk as wooden army, and children they follow to the edge of the spine. No more a stranger to the hue and the cry. No more the danger in a million concrete eyes. Just another morsel to the snarling maw of night. But I believe in a pale burning light. For pain I've wrought, and spleen I've shed, I ask not forgiveness. It was never of malice, nor did Jeremiah end. The facts and words have only obscured this truth that I'm serving. What a gesture of love can only illumine. ¶¶ here in Belfast 4. In wet wool covers never really kept us warm. Like a mad old sentry, I'm still at your side. For I believe in your pale burning light.
Ocean between you and me, there's an ocean between you and me, they're looking but they got nothing, they got nothing. I'm you. I'm me. Tell me what I'm thinking of. Ours is an old kind of love. Fine land under the sea. Fine land under the sea. They are looking but they got nothing. Got nothing. Oh, you are on me. Fine land under the sea. Fine land. There's an ocean between you and me. an ocean between you and me. Dive in, one, two,
thank you.
That is Ruth Ann Friedman from her album Constant Companion, one of those records that you could basically find for a couple of bucks years ago, and then it slowly started to come into people's attention again, and it has been reissued now a couple of times, and I guess finally found the audience that it deserved. That track we heard is called People. And before that, we heard from this really great new record by Saturn, S-A-D-U-R-N. We heard the title track, Radiator. Going back to 2010 to hear something from St. Clair, from their one and only record, and there's really almost no internet presence for this thing at all. It's called Everyone Lives Here. They were based out of Brooklyn, and it was led by the brother-sister team of Emily and Glenn Forsyth. We heard the track called Find Land. If you do come across that, I don't think there was a vinyl version of it. I think it was CD only, but you definitely want to pick that up because that's gotten pretty scarce. And started with Micah Blue Smaldone from his album called The Red River and the track called Pale Light. He's been on the scene for a while, and he's got a bunch of stuff out. Really fine guitarist and songwriter. If you like that track, it's plenty more where that came from. It is just about 9:37 in the morning. You're tuned to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. The name of the show is Terminal 5, and I'm your host, Jeffrey Davison. Next up, we're going to hear something from an album which was originally a private press thing, the singer-songwriter Bill Campman, and the album entitled January. And this is something that was pretty unknown for a long time. I'm sure it wasn't pressed in very in a big edition, and so it just quickly vanished. But anyway, there is a label in Japan called Big Pink. I think they're Japanese, I'm pretty sure. But there's a couple of really great reissue labels. And I know not a lot of people are buying CDs nowadays. But in some instances, this is the only format that these are available in. And the Japanese and Korean market definitely is very strong for this type of material, especially this private press stuff from the 60s, 70s, and thereabouts. So we're going to hear something from Bill Campman next. Stay tuned.
I'm losing all concept of what I intend. know there's lives that hold the line. Seem to conquer everywhere, but narrow vision steals the soul. I find them boring everywhere. All of the good times I found by myself, all of the bad times with somebody else, all of the lost times and no one to blame. Give me a chair and I'll sit in the dark.
You close.
That is Gay and Terry Woods, When the Time is Right, from an album called The Time is Right. Originally came out on Polydor Records, but there is also there's also an American version, which came out on Antilles. So you can find that record around, and for some reason I don't really understand. It doesn't really get the love that it deserves. Gay and Terry Woods were in the Woods Band early in the 1970s and did some really classic stuff there. UK folk rock vein, and went off and did a bunch of albums together, meaning not with the Woods Band, and that one the most countrified of their outings, and I don't know, just a record I go to over and over again. Just amazing stuff there. If you see it around, pick it up. It has been reissued, and I mentioned also earlier the label Big Pink, which is South Korean based, and I think they also press CDs in Japan, and there's another label that they're affiliated with, Vivid Sound, and sometimes you can find some pretty amazing stuff there. And the CD bins are burgeoning now with just amazing stuff, people getting rid of collections, but there's lots of good stuff still out there. Before that, going back to 2020, Ben Sereton, from his album Youth Pastoral, we heard Power Zone. Really wonderful musician, and he also runs the Whatever's Clever label out of Brooklyn. Someone from Detroit before that, new to me, Emma Guzman, with a song called Bullfrog. This is a brand new release called Something Less Than Alone. And started out with Bill Camplin, Seems Like I've Seen This Night Before. And that was originally a 1970s release, private label, and as mentioned, that is also on the Big Pink label. And some really wonderful singer-songwriter stuff there from the 1970s. It is 10 o'clock in the morning. You were tuned to 90.3 McGill Radio. This is Terminal 5, and I'm your host, Jeffrey Davison. And 1 hour of music left to go. We're halfway through, and hope you're enjoying the show so far. Stick around.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
Svetlana sucks lemons across from me, and I am progressing abominably, and I do not know my own way to the sea, but the song